All right, Gavin Towers, good job. 10th. I had you in fantasy, so I thought you looked really good in practice and spicy that way.
Yeah.
And yeah, really good job. So you got to be stoked on this.
No, I'm really happy. I got a hole shot, so yeah. That was really cool in the heat. Kind of made me pump up a little bit. Kind of got a little cramped up, so that was good. Straight in with a fifth. Been building a lot at Club MX. Been feeling good with those guys. A lot of good tracks. Good environment. And then yeah, took it to the main. Good start in the main. It was in like third. Shuffled back a little bit, which is where those guys are gnarly up front. Yeah. So I think was in like seventh behind Lopes. Ended up making a mistake in the whoops. Crashed. Got up and I looked at the board, saw halfway. I was like, all right, dig for about 5 minutes and you can hang on for the rest. So yeah. I think I got pushed back to 10th and then kind of stayed there for the remainder. It was chaos out there. Yeah. The ruts are gnarly, but yeah, we're trending in the right direction.
But I got to think, yeah, riding a club with that dirt and the ruts would help you out here, even though it's a different kind of dirt. It's still the same a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. The club crew does a great job every day. We ride. They've got it pretty watered, and there's a lot of us out there. So the track gets pretty gnarly by the end of the day. And, you know, you got guys like Cody and the 450 guys. I mean, even when Jason comes, you have a lot of good guys to ride with. Even the amateur kids, I mean, they show up at the practice every day. Yeah. So it's been really good. A lot of fun. So I've been enjoying the new environment.
When you're out there, I know sometimes as a racer you can get locked into the same lines, but I think that's kind of dangerous on a place like this. You got to find, like, from lap 5 to lap 10, somewhere else to go. Like, how do you do that, or how do you adjust to that? Do you guys either lapping you, or you're seeing somebody that you're passing? Like, how do you find new places?
I think it's got to do with a lot of the training I've been doing.
Okay.
You can't really be in the same spot at club. Okay. The track has been deteriorating a lot. We got a good bit of rain last week, and and they also will have us, the guy Brandon, the trainer, he will set cones out, and you have to kind of adjust as the main event goes on or whatever we're doing that day, and that has been huge, just kind of changing the rhythm so you're not doing the same thing every single day, which has been huge. I mean, I had a really, really good week, and I was happy to translate it into the racing.
What was tougher, the whoop section or the long rhythm? Which one was more dangerous?
Oh, I don't know. There was a rhythm after the Supercross triple. You go 2-3.
Oh, okay, that one was
gnarly.
Was it? Okay,
yeah, that because it was weird. I mean, it was more of like a ski jump lift.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't really shoot you. It kind of shot you more straight, and it was very hard to get. The whoops were gnarly. I couldn't even imagine what they're like right now for the 450 main event. They were rutted, so... I would say outside of my crash, I was more consistent in the whoops than the actual rhythm. Yep.
Now, last thing, good job tonight, by the way. Last thing, did you see this Phil Nicoletti tweet? Did you hear about this Phil Nicoletti tweet?
Yeah, I did. That was awesome. He's not always the most positive guy, so that's pretty cool to see.
That's the part where we couldn't figure it out, because normally he would just, you know, bag on everybody, and we're like, wait. Towers whoops, like, no offense, but we haven't noticed.
Yeah.
We haven't noticed you crushing the whoops like Phil said. So, but for him to say that, you must have done something.
No, I really worked this off season. Last year, I struggled a lot. I was very good in the beginning of the day, and this year it's kind of went backwards. It's kind of I've gotten better as the day went on, and qualifying too, I think I was sixth in the whoops. So I got the whoops figured out. It was more just beginning of the season, like, struggling a lot in the turns and honestly the rhythms. So been working on that, still working on the whoops. I'm just not as scared of them anymore, to be honest. I just commit. If you crash, I mean, you crash. It is what it is. I mean, yeah, I'm still a rookie, I'll get sketchy, but I've been just working on kind of good technique and doing the things proper way, and that's been definitely a lot from Brandon and stuff at club, and it's been good, and the team environment's been awesome, the whole Phoenix crew. It's been good. We're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, good job. You've been riding better, I think, the last two or three times that you've come out since the beginning of the year. So keep that up. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.